This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Pondering Nerdcast, episode 84. And here with me tonight is Alyssa Spector.
Hey guys.
And Nate Rowe.
Yo.
All right. And Dwayne couldn't join us because he's too busy crying over the Star Wars trailer and how good it is. And he's just upset that it's better than Justice League. But, you know. I'm kidding. I don't. He just couldn't make it today. But we will get to that trailer later on in the show. So stick around for that because Nate has a lot to say about it.
I'm going to try to not talk for 30 minutes about it.
We're trying. The show might end with that. We don't know. We'll see. But anyway. Excuse me. And excuse my voice. And if I cough a few times because I am sick, I'm coming down off of a cold. And it's not good to travel internationally with one of those because, yeah.
That's like traveling with bioweapons, man. That's like...
Yeah.
Where did you go again?
I went to the West Indies. I went to my island where I was born, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. That's like about 10 hours. It's about a 10-hour flight there.
Damn.
It sucks. Well, actually, no. I'm lying. I guess it depends on the route that they take. Some flights is 10 hours. Some other time it's like 4 hours. I'm like, how do you go from 10 to 4 hours?
What the fuck? Either way, it's like, here's 17 episodes of The Office.
Yeah, then a 6 hour layover at Barbados before I can go. I'm like, oh my god. Oh, but anyway,
every time I hear Barbados now, I just think Futurama. Barbados Slim.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. That guy. I think it's the only time we hear most West Indian islands getting mentioned in pop culture. But yeah. But anyway, let's start off with some tech stuff, and I guess this is funny as well. So the title of this is from the Associated Press. A man sues the city. Well, he didn't say. I don't know what city. Where is it? Cleveland? Yes. He sues city for arresting him over parody Facebook page. Yes. So, excuse me. So apparently he was acquitted of a felony for creating a... I didn't even know it was a felony.
Like, what was it?
Facebook page.
What was the Facebook page about? Because...
Apparently it parodied a Cleveland Police Department. Which I'm guessing... So he claims the lawsuit is about violating his free speech. And he created... I'm guessing the reason why they arrested him... From what I can gather from the article was like he was like sharing stories or doing things that were not true. And if a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of police departments do have official like Facebook accounts and pages and Twitter accounts and stuff like that. This is a way for them to, they figure it'd be great for like community outreach instead of actually going out and talking to people. So they would like do this sort of thing. But I had no idea it was a felony to create a fake Facebook page based on like a police department. That's news to me.
I guess I can understand.
Yeah.
Like I can see where they're coming from. Stop,
though? Where does that stop though? Like if it's a felony to do it for that, is it a felony to do it for a fire department? Is it a felony to do it for a local, council meeting? Like where does it fucking stop? Like, that's bullshit. Like, I hope that he sues, and I hope... Well, I mean, he is suing, I'm sorry. I hope that the judge rules in his favor, because that's just retarded, man. Like, you can't... I don't know. It depends what he was doing with the Facebook page. Like, if he was giving out... There's one thing to parody, like, making some ridiculous story that never happened or couldn't happen, and then saying, you know, something about, like... I don't know, putting out false statistics or putting out, like, if he was misleading people on purpose, like, you know, come to this address, or like, you know what I mean? Like, if he was doing something malicious, but just having a fucking parody Facebook page, how is that a felony? Like, I just don't understand that.
Well, according to the thing is, according to this, he only had the Facebook page up for about like half a day. And he was posting things like, if I'm reading this right, the police were performing free abortions for teenagers. It would also suggest it's illegal to help homeless people for 3 months, and had a recruitment post strongly encouraging minorities not to apply. So wow. I was like,
I mean, the dude, wow, dude. Don't get me wrong, the dude's clearly a douche, but. To have to say that you can't have a parody page, like, I don't know, man. Like,
right,
I can see kinda... them taking it down. That sounds like more of a Facebook admin
takedown sort of thing.
Like, yeah. I don't understand how that became an arrest. They said the charges, the official charges, disrupting public services, a fourth degree felony. That is just.
Which is kind of weird because, like, what services are you disrupting online? It's not like I can. Hey, let me message my local detective. Hey, man, someone stole my bike. Like, no, if they're not gonna. That's not my report.
Calls to his house that were supposed to go to the police department. Then yeah, go fucking arrest him. The dude's a nut job. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he set up a Facebook page. You know what I mean? Like, I could do that tomorrow for my local the police department. I won't now, but I'm just saying I could. Like anybody could, right? Well,
you don't want the SWAT team to come get you, because that's what they said.
I mean, when are they going to, like, would they arrest everybody in the war, in fucking America for doing that shit? Like, it's stupid, man. Like, I think.
It's ridiculous.
I
think the punishment is a bit harsh. Especially what they use as the reason to, you know, to arrest him on, because it's I guess I need to see a more detail. Explanation is what is considered public services. It could be different because in Cleveland, so I don't know if it's different there than it is here in New York City or Florida. This is weird. It's like, you know, but apparently his lawsuit seeks financial compensation, legal fees, and injunction against the Palmer police. It also asks for the return of Novak's electronic devices as well. So I guess they confiscated his laptops and cell phones and stuff like that. Even his gaming console.
Yeah, see, that's kind
what of... What the fuck?
That's just the police being dicks. That's all it was.
What?
Man.
Yeah.
That's the police. In fact, this reminds me of that story. Did y'all hear about that story with the nurse where the cop arrested the nurse for not giving him the address?
I believe he was suspended or something.
No, he just got fired. That was just, he got it fired. Just came out the other day that he got fired, which is, I was so happy to hear that because I was like, finally, you know what I mean? And anyway, it just reminds me of that, man. It's police pushing their overreach. Power. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Overreaching, making a big deal out of nothing, just because they have the power. And again, I know there are good cops out there. If you're listening to this and you know a cop or you're related to a cop, I'm sure that person is great and not one of these fucking douchebags. But it's like these douchebags give police such a bad name that when you read one of these stories, you automatically think that there's some sort of police fuckery in that. And there probably is. In this one, it sounds like there is. Like, they didn't have to go that far. It was a fucking Facebook. I'm sure if it was only up half a day, I'm sure if they had called him immediately and said, take that shit down right now, I bet $1 million he would have taken it down immediately. Like, it wouldn't even have been a thing.
Oh, yeah. They didn't need to, like, freaking arrest him for that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, a SWAT team raided his apartment. Like, that's just retarded. Like, that's just dumb. Come on. That is what they just paid that raid team and all the investigators that had to go into that now and everybody that had to do paperwork on that now. Like, all that could have been resolved in a phone call. Hey, take that fucking Facebook page down or we're going to have to put a warrant out for your arrest. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's coming down right now.
I'm sure he would be scared, but like, and apparently this is the second lawsuit that he is filing against the police department. The first one was dropped because of deficiencies in his claim.
So he's had tangles with the law already. Okay. That makes more sense now.
his first lawsuit apparently wanted, they were asking the judge to declare that particular law unconstitutional, like the charge he got. So this is the same, he's suing them for the same thing. So okay. It's like, it looks like he's been fighting this for a while too. This happened March 2016.
So this is regarding the second suit is regarding the same incident.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So this is why it's popping up again. And
I was about to be like, this dude's a dumbass. I now no longer feel bad for him at all. If he's gonna do this shit and then get caught again and then try to sue him again, like, then no.
Yeah, I don't see that.
No, that's overreach by the cops, man. That sucks. But
yes, Novak, Michelle Novak.
So fellow nerds out there, do not make a Facebook page about your local police.
Don't do it.
Even if it's supportive, just don't do it. It's just fucking bad news, apparently.
Just go on their website and just talk, you know, whatever. Stay away from it. Anyway, some more tech news here. So apparently hover cars might be a reality very soon, and there is a concept video that's on CNN. I know it's not the last place you think about going if you want to look for your tech stuff. Where, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, it looks like a floating butt, like, or, you know, or the smaller one just looks like two small floating balls or a peanut, actually. And they're saying that this will be a non-directional vehicle, and it's, you know, and it can, like, link up with other pods and whatnot and create, like, different shapes and carry multiple people and whatnot. Which is interesting, I guess, but using maglev technologies and stuff like that to do that sort of thing. So that means there will have to be a change in the road infrastructure that we have here in America to even have this work. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like we have maglev technology in our roads now. We barely have roads as it is here. So what do you guys think about that?
It's the same as, like, man, everybody's going to have hoverboard. And it's like, no, because not everybody's going to have that nice magnetic surface that you need for that shit to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks good as far as it actually, no, it doesn't look cool. It doesn't look cool at all. It looks horrible.
Like the design.
The design just looks off to me, man. Like, it looks like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it looks weird.
I don't think it needs to be that weird. Like, I think they could make totally way more practical to what we already, you know, are used to or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's necessary to have some, like, this thing looks like it came out of iRobot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Very round in its design. And, you know, one thing that always struck me about this sort of thing, like concept videos and whatnot, excuse me, is that no one is thinking about redesigning the damn roads. It's just, well, here's a flying car. It can hover a few feet off of this existing roads we got. I was like, I mean, if it flies, why do I need to follow that highway?
There's probably a whole...
I'm sure there's a reason for it, yeah.
A whole coliseum of chalkboards worth of physics that we're underestimating in how this works. But let's just say that we're talking about our version of it where they can just pick up and fly at whim. Uh-huh. That would be a world in chaos. Like,
you can't drive now.
Yeah, like people can't drive, much less fly. Like, now you're talking about aerodynamics, and people are gonna have to have some sort of, you know, mask, oxygen shit for, like, that shit is retarded. I don't know, man. The hover car seemed cool. It seems like a cool idea, but it's not feasible to redo the entire road system infrastructure that we have. Like, that's just not feasible, right? Like, there's no way they could possibly do that, unless you're talking 40, 50 years from now when they've made that material so cheap now that, you know, anyway. Yeah, there's no fucking way. I could see this in San Francisco, maybe, like some place that's, like, super high tech, you know what I mean? Like, is they're really up on the new shit. Like, I could totally see it being there. But down here in Boniface, Florida, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think them boys going to give up them trucks.
Well, maybe they can have floating trucks. Now, that'd be awesome. Cool.
How do you go mudding? That was like, y'all don't even understand. Like, mudding is a thing down here. Like,
oh, I know.
Motherfuckers get in their trucks and just, hey, yeah. Like, you can't, like, I would love to see that video clip of a redneck trying to go mudding in a hover car. Like,
oh, that'd be awesome.
Nothing happening.
That'd be awesome. That's
great. Well, damn it. Awesome. Damn it, Bobby.
It's still clean. It's still clean. But yeah, they're claiming that this is in the near future. But I call it bullshit because I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is nowhere near in the future. Maybe when we're like 60 something, like we're all old or something. Like, yeah, okay. Then we'll be like, yeah.
I mean, if you're talking future as a relative term, if you're talking in the next 100, 150 years, maybe for sure. But if you're talking near future, like the next 10, 15 years, no fucking way. No fucking way, sir.
Good luck with that. Let's see what happens. So on to some film news here. No, it's not the Star Wars trailer. Not just yet. So once again, a new movie comes out. It gets critical acclaim, but... You know, some of it just do really bad in the theaters because, you know, money. And there's been like a trend, I think, since, what was the name of that director? He's pretty, let me see. I forgot his name, man, but he did a movie recently. I think it's called Silence or something like that, where he was, where the movie was about like a Jesuit priest or something like that, traveling to Asia to spread the gospel or something or the other.
I forget.
Yeah, but it came out, and it's from a director that's, you know, known for like blockbuster movies.
Martin Scorsese?
Yes, that be him. And so he has since been very upset that the movie did not do well, and blamed. Yes. Okay. So he wasn't a director in that. He was the producer, but he it didn't do good at all. Like it bombed in the box office, and it was a summer release. It was about, you know, Jesus and all this other stuff. It just didn't work out for him, and he's been blaming Rotten Tomato for that for the decline in this particular movie. I knew of the movie. I didn't want to see it because it didn't look quite interesting to me. You know, it's like I don't have anything against like religious movies or anything like that, but it just didn't grab me. There was nothing about it that seemed like particularly interesting, you know. And it was like a period piece and stuff like that. I don't usually go for period piece movies and whatnot. But it made domestically around $7 million. It made another $9 million internationally and combined, like, you know, around $16 million or something like that. And I believe it cost considerably more. I think, $46 million to produce this movie. And it only made a combined of $16 million in its run. And there's a bunch of like estimated DVD sales and stuff like that, which only makes another million. So
I'm sorry, I'm totally lost. What movie are we talking about?
Silence.
Silence. I've never
heard
of
it. Exactly. It came out last year. I don't think it's the critics' fault. I think it's the fact that the movie wasn't really promoted that well. Because even crappy movies, you know, if they advertise it enough, it's like, oh, hey, there's that movie. It's shown on TV so many times, so it must be a big thing, you know. So if anything, blame marketing.
Right. And they're now, the whole thing is that they're looking for the bad guy, pretty much. That's what Hollywood is looking for now. Like theater owners and stuff like that, producers and Hollywood studio execs, they're all looking for this one thing that is destroying the film industry as they know it. Because apparently in the last 5 years or 7 years or so, they said that box office sales has gone down year over year. And, you know, if they really want to look for something to blame, maybe the price for these movies, because it just keeps going up like almost every 6 months or so.
That's what I think. I just saw the new Kingsman the other day. And it was like freaking $15 to go see the movie. To be fair, it's because it was like my local movie theater. They upgraded the theater to have like, you know, reclining seats where you can stretch your legs out. So that could be why. But what's annoying is, like, you have an option to go. That's called, like, the luxury movie theater. You can go there. Or you can go to the regular theater. But unfortunately, the movie was only showing in the luxury theater. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I have no choice. I mean, it's uncomfortable. At least I get what I pay for. So
yeah. And it's like, Martin Scorsese has been, like, I guess the poster child for this lead on blaming Rotten Tomatoes for this sort of thing. And from, correct me if I'm wrong, but Rotten Tomatoes itself is, it's like a combination of different sites, like different sort of algorithms and stuff like that, and that they pull from, and then they create this, like, overall score. It's, I don't think, you know, it's, we call it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, is it be all to the end all? This is the definitive score on this movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I guess a lot of critics use it. So it gives just like a general consensus, like this movie good, this movie bad.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the problem with Rotten Tomatoes also though, is that it's like, there's a lot gets filtered into there, and like Martin Scorsese is trying to blame Rotten Tomatoes itself and say, this is the problem. And they're trying to say, no, we're not the problem. It's just that when you see a number, most time, like if somebody hears that this number has a 30 on Rotten Tomatoes, like it's a piece of shit, right? Like you automatically have the thought of, oh, okay, well, guess I'm not going to watch that movie.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bother watching that movie. If there's a movie that's, you know, 98%, even if it's a shit movie, if Rotten Tomatoes says it's 98%, you might be more inclined to watch it just based on that. Like, Martin Scorsese is mad at internet criticism in general, it sounds like. And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, Mr. Scorsese, I doubt you'll ever hear this. I really love your work, but that's just the day and age we live in, and people are going to say what the fuck they want to say about it on the internet. And just because you don't write for The Post or New York Times doesn't mean that you're not, you know, you can't have 2 cents about to have, you know, a movie and it be legitimate. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just an opinion in at the end of the day. I can't even, because you see, in the beginning, Rotten Tomatoes was, to me, was just like an opinion. Like, it's like your opinion, man, whatever. But it's like now, like if you have iTunes, like if you go into iTunes and you look in your movie section, they have a Rotten Tomatoes score next to it.
Yeah, they have it on DVD box sets and Blu-rays and stuff, like Rotten Tomatoes certified.
It's starting to become a thing. So, I mean, not starting to, but it has. Like it became like a thing where people just go there and look for that sort of thing. Like I'm on their site right now, and I thought they just did movies, but they're doing TV shows. And
I mean, why not?
Streaming like, movies and stuff like that.
If you're getting hits like they are, you know what I mean? Why not branch off and everything
do
else?
Do everything
too,
else.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, yeah.
Anyway. It's interesting.
I see what they're saying as far as I think that is a legitimate defense that, you know, people assume stuff just by reading a number. I do it. I think everybody does it from time to time. Mm-hmm. The real lesson is just if it looks cool and you're interested in it, fucking watch it. If it looks stupid to you, don't watch it. Like, why should you care what somebody else, like, everybody's going to have their opinion. Everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I knew that Kingsman, the new Kingsman movie got mixed reviews. Like, I think on Rotten Tomatoes, they gave it 50%. I still wanted to see it because I loved the first one. And I said, this one looks great. I'm going to go see it. And my opinion is, it was okay.
I will say this because so Mickey, yes, I'm talking to you. If you know who Mickey is, then I don't need to explain. I'm talking to you. She's actually coming to me and said, I'm like, babe, you want to go see this movie? And she's like, well, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 47. I'm like, I feel like this is now being used as an excuse not to go see movies I want to go see. That's just how
I mean, it does. If I do see a rating, to be fair, like everybody should make their own opinion. But if there is like a general consensus that if something's like 25%, then I don't know if I'd want to waste my money on it. Like, I would like to see it, but I'll wait until, like, it comes on TV or, you know, I can Netflix it or something.
Right, yeah.
I mean, and it also, it really depends on who the criticism's from. Like, I'm more inclined
source. Yeah.
I'm more inclined to believe my friend's Facebook post that this movie was super shitty for this reason, and this reason, than I am to believe like a headline. You know what I mean? That's just me personally. Like, I don't know. It's a touchy subject because everybody has their own opinion and everything, and you know. Yeah, I don't know. I do see where he's coming from in saying that it's kind of killing, just putting a number on it kind of kills people going to see something or getting hyped about a movie, or maybe they were hyped about a movie and then it got horrible reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, so they're like, oh, well, I don't want to see it now.
Well, if I see a movie has, if it's at least 50%, I'll go there and make my own judgment, because again, it's like, I don't know if these are critics that are being paid to say a good or bad review, but you know, if I see that it's like, again, if it's like 20 something percent, then it's like, okay, I'll wait until it comes on TV and make my decision. And you know, 50%, I'll make my own decision, because some people like it, some people hate it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's all a matter of opinion, man. In the grand scheme of things, when it comes to when it comes to being a critic of any kind online, I would say, because yes, there are people who get paid to do this sort of thing. As to whether or not they're paid to think a certain way or the other, that's a whole nother conversation. But we shall see. But anyway, good luck, Scorsese. I'm sure you'll be counting your millions and laughing at us later. But anyway, on to something that we finally have arrived. We are here. This goodness.
Let's talk about the Justice League trailer first.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yes. We're here for the Justice League trailer, guys.
let's just get that out of the way first.
3 minutes.
So we don't have to like bring ourselves down after the Star Wars talk.
It starts out with Reject Power Ranger doing a Japanese pose, and Wonder Woman doing the leg sweep again. That's what I call the Flash. He looks like a reject. He looks like a reject Red Ranger. Like he tried out for the Ranger movie and he didn't get accepted because his costume was bad. And well, that's just my opinion. But anyway, yes, the Justice League trailer, or the official like Heroes trailer, where it's like what, 3 minutes long? Wow. Yeah. Okay. And you know, shows off a lot of stuff. There was a really touching moment of Lois Lane walking out on Ma and Pa Kent's porch, looking over into the field, which I'm still trying to figure out. I thought that Ma Kent like stopped farming, because that's a really nice, luscious field of, I don't know what that is, but yes, that's going on there. And because if you've seen the last movie, have you guys seen the last movie, the Batman v Superman?
I saw parts of it, but I was like, this is stupid. Sorry. No offense to people who like the movie.
I didn't watch it.
I thought it was vapid. It was all shiny and cool action and like cool dramatic scenes, but it was trying too hard to be deep. Oh, so sorry, yeah. Folks.
I didn't watch it for the same exact reason of the last topic we just talked about. I didn't watch it because everybody said it was terrible, and I was like, yep, okay, I don't need to see it then. I don't fucking need to see it.
No, I didn't see it in theaters because I remember, again, when it came out, like, everybody was ranting, it's a good movie, no, it's a bad movie. Again, it's, like, split down the middle, but I saw it, and I didn't see it in theaters. I waited until it was on TV, and I just thought it was just, like, I could see why people like it, and I could see why people hate it. Liked it for the flashy graphics, but that's the reason why I also hated it, because that's all it's drawing you in is like cool action, flashy graphics, and it's like so deep and dramatic.
Slow-mo kick guy.
You know, it's like, oh, her mom's name is Martha. You know,
so,
like,
Martha? What?
So spoilers aside, did Superman die at the end of that or something?
I don't remember.
Yes. Spoiler. Yes, he did.
How did Superman die? Explain this to me.
He was killed by what I like to call Super Gollum, because that's what he looks like. So in the comic books, he was killed by a character named
Doomsday, right?
Yeah, I think it's Doomsday and Annihilation. Yeah. You know who? Wow.
He was killed by Doomsday.
Yeah. I think Doomsday broke his back.
No, that's Batman. Batman's back was broken by Bane. Superman was killed by Doomsday. Doomsday was the only person who could kill Superman.
Yes, Doomsday ever. Is the character that kills Superman in the comic books, and this was supposed to be Doomsday in the movie. If you look up what Doomsday looks like in the comic books and then go watch the movie, you might want to slap someone. Because he looks nothing like that. But in the comic books and in the movie, Doomsday was able to kill Superman because Doomsday in the movie is like a bastard clone of a Kryptonian citizen in a way. And he was able to kill him by more or less taking one of his jagged bones and running through his chest. And
I call bullshit, but okay. So Superman's dead, mm-hmm. and that's how the trailer starts off.
Yeah.
And then, like, I will say I've been giving total shit to Aquaman until, like...
He looks funny.
He looks like the funnest character out of the group, like, so far. Like, Cyborg, I thought Cyborg looked cool. But that line that when he like turns to him and says the ride's not over yet, I wanted to just slap him like shut up, motherfucker. Like, you know, like Aquaman looks back at him, he's like my man. Like Aquaman looks like the only cool one out of them, and that is I never thought I would say that shit ever. You know what I mean?
They probably intentionally made him like super cool to overcompensate for how lame he is.
Probably, yep, indeed, indeed.
No offense to Aquaman fans.
No, total offense to you.
All the offense to all the Aquaman fans.
He's fucking lame. He's lame.
I mean,
The cool thing about Aquaman is if he wanted to control a great white shark to come on land, he can do that.
Yeah, but that shark ain't going to last. It's not going to last. Cthulhu,
the Kraken.
It's not going to last very long on land, though, is it?
Did you ever see that artwork? Like, somebody did this fan art of, like, Aquaman coming out of the ocean with, like, the Kraken.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty badass.
I mean, Aquaman, come on, man. It's like, anybody who has beachfront property, you better watch out because starfish could start climbing up on the beach at any time. You never fucking know. Like, whatever,
Now I'm just picturing just like millions of starfish. Like,
I know he's super strong.
attacking like skyscrapers.
They just form a giant starfish Godzilla.
And slowly just move toward destruction.
No, it'll be like the Blob, but it's all made up of starfish.
So what do you think of the trailer, Alyssa?
I mean, it looks cool, but I don't care.
I think they're trying too hard, man. At the end, that like that scene at the end where he's like, "Oh, that's your signal.
I
felt like Batman's emotion just watching that scene, just like, really?
Oh, God.
Like, they're trying to be funny. Like,
no,
Marvel.
Yeah, no. That like
doesn't work.
Just no.
It doesn't
work. Well, they're trying too hard.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're trying too hard with that shit. Like
remember, drama is easy, comedy is hard.
It doesn't feel organic. Like the shit feels forced. It feels like there's a lot. I mean, just like what you were talking about, Alyssa, the reason that you dislike Batman Superman, I bet you $1 million this will be the next one because it's all flash. It's all fucking explosions. It's all green screen flying through the sky and harpooning dudes in the midair. Like, yeah, it's retarded. Like, it's so retarded. And then
we already know
Superman's coming back. Like, there's no way he's going to stay dead. Like, there's no way. Right. Like,
I mean, I did see Wonder Woman, and you know that one was kind of flashy too. But I liked that one.
Oh no, I
heard good things about.
I
Wonder
like
Woman.
Wonder Woman. I thought that Batman v Superman was the best Wonder Woman movie I've ever seen. Then Wonder Woman Part 2 came out, and I loved that even more. And I was like, "This is awesome."
I heard Wonder Woman. Like, I still have not seen that either, but I've heard nothing but good things about the Wonder Woman.
Well, maybe because it also had a different director, but the movie itself as a whole was just like. It was very, you know.
It was
heartfelt.
It wasn't creatively bankrupt like Batman versus Superman. Put it that way.
Like, I wasn't trying too hard.
It was like, I am Wonder Woman.
It was more genuine, even though it was about an Amazon warrior, but saving World War One. That is super strength. But
I feel like it was like Thor mixed with Captain America. I feel like it was like those two kind of melded together.
That's the vibe I got. It was like Thor in Captain America.
But I think the reason people loved it so much is because even if it varied off the comic book, most people probably don't know as much about Wonder Woman as they've already seen on screen of Superman and Batman. You know what I mean? And so you get this nice Wonder Woman story that... even though it's not 100% unique, it's definitely its own thing. It's its own entity, right?
Right.
It's, you know, you can tell that this is its own movie. Nobody else had to be associated with this. It's like a Iron Man standalone or a fucking, you know, Thor standalone, whatever, you know? So, I don't know. Like, just, I think they should have done maybe more standalone movies before they tried to do this huge justice. Like, I don't know. They should have done maybe Wonder Woman 2 before this.
you know. They should have, you know what they should have done? They could have done, like, branch off movies of each of these characters before, like, jump into the whole Justice League thing.
But you know what? If they did that, then, you know, DC will think, like, oh, they're just copying Marvel. You know, we're going to do the full team movie first.
As much as Marvel makes, why the fuck would they not want to copy
them?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not copying. I mean,
copy that money.
You're dealing with superheroes. You can only be so original, right? Like, this shit is already transcribed in comics. So you can only be so original with your story hooks and plot lines and arcs. It's going to be close enough to the comics that comic book people won't just shit all over the fucking movie. And it's, you know, fan servicey enough that people who know nothing will just be like, ooh, wah, you know what I mean?
And, you can even get away with like a standalone Flash movie because, I mean, even though he's pretty popular, but he's not as popular as other characters. Like, for instance, with the Wonder Woman thing, I heard not one comic book geek losing their shit because it wasn't canon. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, you can have fun. You have a little bit more creative license with this sort of thing. And it's a bit disappointing, you know, because even when I'm watching this trailer, the thing that struck me out about The Flash, and I keep bringing him up, is like, he does this pose, which I'm a little confused about. It's like, is he a ninja now? Because he looked like he was summoning the Speed Force with his, like, two finger up. Like, I'm like, well, what is happening right now? Is he Naruto? What the fuck is this? Like,
I don't really understand that either. Like, I don't, I totally would.
That was
you.
Just
I don't
weird. And did they show a part where he tripped on the stairs? Like, at super speed. It was weird. There was like one section where he was running and then you saw his feet like destroy the steps and he looked like he tripped. You know, like when you step on the step and your front of your feet like slips off. That's what it looks like to me. Or it could just be he's stepping so hard he's destroying the steps. But it just looked odd. Very, very odd.
I mean, none of these guys are going to... We're not going to see their true potential in this movie.
No.
Like, The Flash... If you know anything about the Flash comics, the Flash is one of the most powerful superheroes ever. And a lot of people just write him off as this guy who's just super fast. This dude can move so fast he could blow up the whole planet. Like, he can move so fast that he can rearrange atoms. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, he can do stuff that they talk about in the comic books. I forget the exact nanosecond whatever ratio to how fast he can move to what we can actually see with our human eye. And I want to say it was like something where it was like, it was just retarded what the amount of stuff he could do in one fucking second, you know what I mean? Like, at his true potential or whatever. And you're not going to see that in the movie. You're going to see this teenage kid try to be a comic relief and then do a flashy pose and take off real fast. Like, totally underutilizing the character, in my opinion. Like, it's just, you know, he's there for fluff. Like, all this seems like fluff for nothing. Really, I don't know.
Yeah,
get your shit together, DC. That's all I'm saying.
Shit together.
I'll just wait for the reviews from Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what gets on Rotten Tomatoes before I watch it. Well, it's fair, Alyssa. Good job, Alyssa.
What breaks my heart is this movie comes out on my birthday.
Aww.
Well, you have to go see it. That's happy fate.
Birthday. I'm not gonna say this is my birthday. Hell no.
You need to proudly stand up in the theater and say that.
It's my birthday.
I'm here and it's my birthday.
Right. I'm here for the Flash.
You guys will like this shit.
Yeah. No, I'm
I expect a standing ovation at the end.
And whatever, everybody just like laughs at me at the end now, but like, haha, movie sucked. I'm like, but yeah,
I'm starting a fake Facebook page in protest of this shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll definitely go to jail. But yeah, it comes out November. I'm fine with that. Whatever. But yes, on to the how to make a trailer. We're going to a class called How to Make a Trailer and How to Do a Trailer and How to Do a Trailer Really Well. That's right, we're here now at Star Wars. Star Wars!
Yeah!
The Last Jedi. Okay, yes. Pogs! Or whatever the hell it's called. So yes.
Did you say Pogs? Like the game?
No, I was gonna say Pogs are the 90s entertainment for kids where you
that little creep
learned how to gamble.
Wasn't it?
I think they're called porgs.
All right, well, I guess
porg.
Whatever porgs. That weird okay. Penguin bird thing is. Yes, trailer dropped. New one. Boop. Yeah, October 9th. All right, this was a couple of days ago. I had to watch like 2-3 times.
Yeah, the internet broke for a little while.
It already has a 22 million views. 22 million views. There are people who probably apparently dislike it, but I don't give a fuck. And yes, this trailer, awesomeness. You can't, man, listen. This is a trailer. This is how you make a trailer. This is how you do a trailer because, yes, I know it's flashy, a lot of special effects and stuff like that, but there's emotion behind all this stuff. And we get to see a very small sneak peek of Snoke, which looks more human-like than the last time.
Indeed he does. I was like, he looks so human. Like, if you look at him, he just looks like a warped human face. Like, it just looks like a really old, don't know how your skin is still hanging on, your saggy bones. Yeah. But like, imagine your face had nothing attaching your skin. Like, there was no muscle or blood or tendons. It looks like a just skin hanging on a fucking skeleton's face. Yeah. Like, that's sort of how Snoke looks, you know what I mean? And very human, though. But that's very key. I think that's like a huge thing.
Has to be.
To find out that Snoke is not... Because, I mean, in the previous movie, he looks like an alien, right? It's clearly he looks like some sort of weird
misshapen alien
thing. Yeah, and then to see him in a much more human frame, it's like, holy shit, son, who is this guy? Like, who is this fucking guy? He's somebody. You know what I mean? And we just don't know who he is yet fully.
Yeah. But this trailer is, man, black lightsabers. And I had to rewatch it a couple of times because I thought that Rey had a white lightsaber for a second. I was like, oh, wait, no, it's just really pale blue.
I think that was Luke's that she was holding.
Right.
That's why
that
one was so.
They really went with that. And just to see Luke's reaction to Rey's. Because he made a statement saying, what did he say? The last time he saw raw talent like this or raw strength, it didn't scare him. It wasn't enough to scare him, but hers does. And I was just like, oh, wait, does that mean training is over? What's going on?
So the way, there's so much to fucking unpack from this trailer. But my total opinion is that Luke is indeed at some point in the movie either going to step away, or my personal opinion is Luke is going to die at some point in the movie. Because at the end of the trailer, the big reveal to the trailer, right, is Rey is asking somebody for help. It turns out that she's asking Kylo for help. Kylo reaches out his hand, you know. I think at that point in the story, whenever that happens in the movie, her asking him for help, there has to be nowhere else she can turn. It means Luke's gone. The rebels are going to have to be on the run. Like, Finn, we see Finn in the trailer fighting with the chick from Game of Thrones, the stormtrooper head, stormtrooper lady. We see that battle, so I'm thinking that she's hunting him as, like, a personal vendetta almost or something, you know? But a lot of the scenes we see in the trailer, what is awesome to me about them is, and this is just my personal opinion, we keep seeing a shot of this... what looks like a tree almost, with a platform coming out and a spotlight going down on the platform. And I personally think this is the entrance to Rey's sort of Jedi tribe. And we see another scene later on where, in fact, we see two scenes in the trailer where one, Rey jumps off into some water and comes back up. And you see a figure standing in the background, and if you freeze frame it like I did, because I'm a super dumb nerd, you will definitely see that that is Luke Skywalker standing in the background. And he's standing there like a dark, ominous, you know, a dark, ominous figure. And I somehow feel like, you know, that that whole part of the trailer where he's like, this isn't going to go how you think it's going to go. And he's like talking in the rain and looking up like at somebody like he's about to get struck down. I'm thinking that's all Rey's Jedi trial. That's all her going in and dealing with all this shit in her head like Luke had to do. Luke had to go face Vader in his trial, you know, and stuff. So I think that's what all that was. And I'm really excited to see that. How it goes from that, her training with Luke, to I'm about to, you know, ask Kylo for help. I don't see where that is up in the air, right? Like, we don't know how it's going to get to that point. But yeah, I'm fucking so excited to see it, man.
Like, serious.
I can't wait for those porgs that they keep showing in all the.
I'm pretty sure.
Toys and advertisements.
If you're a little confused, the porgs are the yeah, like they were talking about earlier, the bird seal looking things. Like, I don't even know.
They're like little puffins.
We see it on the bridge of the Millennium Falcon, right. And I believe Chewie's driving. So it's obviously tied to the main characters in some fashion. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that. You know, maybe it's going to be part of the wildlife that was on this cave that Luke lived in. I'm thinking maybe
that's what I heard. Like, they said that like these little creatures are just like inhabitants of like the island that they're on, supposedly. So
and it's just a stowaway. It's just going to be a stowaway on the Millennium Falcon.
I guess so.
One thing I noticed very early on in the trailer, I think around the 7 or 8 second mark. Yes, I'm also like Nate. I'll watch this sucker frame by frame. The new AT-ATs, or those huge ones, they have a little bit of a different design on their feet. Mm-hmm. They look like
they look like they've learned from their mistakes.
Yeah, it looks like it can not just only walk but climb, because it looks like hands, like almost like gorilla hands, like how gorilla walks. So I was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
Well, see, I didn't even see it like that, man. I just saw it, and that's an interesting point, because I could be very well what they're for, but I thought they were simply protectants so that they couldn't, like, fall forward or backward, you know what I mean? Like, I thought they were purely like just for a balance. Yeah, because you see these rigid things, like, almost like shin guards on the outside. They're like rigid, and I could totally see like them trying to do a tie cable on these and the tie cables just snapping because they're designed to go into those. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I don't know. Like, it looks tight though. They did a really serious overhaul on the AT-ATs, and
imagine if those things could climb. Now they're just really terrifying for no reason. You know, just like,
oh, I mean, I still like, while I think the new design looks cool, I'm still kind of against AT-ATs to begin with, because they're just so big and bulky. They're giant mechanical camels. Like, I just don't see how they're that great in battle. Maybe these new ones will have guns all over them, but like in the old ones, it had two guns on the very front of it. It seemed like if you got behind it, you were fine. Yeah. Like, there's like, no reason like, you couldn't just chill behind it. Like, it couldn't, it's not going to turn around real fast. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
anyway. It seems like a very simple machine to blow up at some point.
Yeah, it's like, it's got two guns in the front. That's it. And it's like, well, it walks like a camel with these giant legs. So I'm hoping that they are more capable as far as, I'm wondering, what are those new ships we're seeing in the, there's a, in that same, right after that shot of the AT-ATs, we see these ships flying out towards, we can only presume, towards them, right? And like, what is going on there? You know what I mean? What are they? I want to know. They're not B-wings. They're not.
They look
Y-wings. Yeah. They're not. Yeah, like I don't know what they.
I'm
are.
I'm sure they're anyway, going to be, must be some new, a very expensive DLC for Battlefront.
Like, yeah, that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's DLC for Battlefront.
So
I'm guessing they're like sand versions of snowspeeders. Like I'm guessing it's like their version of a snowspeeder, but it's for sand because it looks like this is all happening on some desert planet.
Yeah,
So anyway,
I would say, what do you guys think is the how strong Rey is? You know, like because there are parts where they show her like literally cracking the ground, and that like scared Luke and everything like that. Do you think she is as powerful as Darth Vader? Because if I remember my Star Wars lore properly, I believe Darth Vader was like the most powerful that ever did it, or something like that.
Supposedly, like, until Luke.
Right.
Luke was supposed to be more powerful than Vader. Mm. So really, as far as Star Wars canon for the movies go, Luke was the most powerful there ever was. Mm-hmm. At least as far as I understand. Like, Vader was super powerful, for sure, but the original movies had Luke being better in the end. In fact, so much so that the Emperor wanted Luke to kill Vader so that Luke could take his place, right, because he was just that much better. So, yeah, this is obviously just power that's way... you know, beyond, way beyond Luke's even. And if there was only one other person, like Luke, when Luke says that about, like, I've only seen this power one other time, I'm wondering if he's talking about Vader or if he's talking about Kylo. Could have been talking about Kylo because, like, the whole reason that we know now, or at least from what Han said to Rey and Finn, is that one of the students turned on Luke and Luke... like went into seclusion afterwards, basically. And so we assume that that was Kylo, right? We assume that that was, in fact, I'm pretty sure they did a pan to him right after this conversation. Yeah. Like they went right to Kylo. But yeah, I can't tell if he's talking about that or Vader. If he's talking about Kylo, there's an interesting theory out there that the whole them coming together, Kylo and Rey, that they might be forming the Gray Jedi Order.
Oh, okay.
Like there's a fan theory floating around out there that they will, you know, Rey will be the good, obviously Kylo will be the dark, and it's more of just one knows how to harness emotion while one tries to clear their mind, you know, type deal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot to speculate about and everything like that, but you know, one thing I will not speculate about is this trailer is very good. It's very delicious. It's full of delicious.
Also, it's interesting, if you watch the first trailer compared to the second trailer, like if you watch them back to back, which I have because I'm dumb and a nerd again. Yeah, like one, the first trailer was totally serene. It was like the light side version. Like you hear Luke saying in the background, breathe, just breathe. Like it's all, you know, her learning. You hear the very slow Force theme in the background. Da, 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 you know? And then this one is totally dark. Like Kylo, we haven't even talked about Kylo, like what they at least look like. Kylo's about to blow up Princess Leia. Like he's about to kill his mom.
Yeah, that seemed
in the trailer. They do this. Yeah. Anyway, we don't know. That could just be editing fuckery.
Yeah.
Like, that could just be, you know, but anyway, it's like, I've probably rambled too much about it. If you want to ever talk to me about it, I will talk your fucking ear off about it.
Yes. You can definitely find him on Twitter. Hit him up on Twitter. Argue about it 120 characters at a time. But yeah, man, I love this trailer. It comes out this December, I think the 15th. The tickets are available now. You know, I don't work.
I already got my ticket.
There you go. We do not work for Disney, so why we're telling you all that information? Like, yeah, go get your ticket.
I'm just saying, Disney, if you want to send us some Disney money, that's all I'm saying.
You know. We'll do some sponsorships for y'all.
I will clean up my ass.
Like, I will shave and be on the show, even though it's Sony Audio Podcast.
We've already said, technically, if you look at it, Disney, we've been promoting you guys for a long time. Like, we've always said that Marvel was better than DC. We're always talking about Star Wars when it comes up.
I just went to Disney World earlier this year, and it was amazing.
I haven't been yet, wink, wink.
Happiest place on earth. You can
send me a free ticket or something. Just saying, Disney.
We're going to get boxes of just like a letter saying thank you and a pair of Mickey Mouse ears.
I'm gonna post this episode when it comes out on some sort of Disney forum. Like, listen.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Curse a lot, so they might.
It'll get taken down immediately.
I'm sure we got a cease and desist real early. No. This is not kosher. But anyway, we're bringing the show to an end here, folks. Don't forget, you can always check out this show on GameRebellion.com. You can find the bulk of our episodes there. You know, you can subscribe to us on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play Music. You know, choose your flavor there. We like to give choices. I forgot to say about GameRebellion.com is to check out the community there. Really cool stuff. Very cool articles go up on a daily basis. You know, check out the other podcast that's there as well and the different videos that they put out here and there. But until next time, guys, we really appreciate you for listening. And we now need the Star Wars theme music to play us out, but we probably get sued.
May the Force be with you.
We'll probably get a cease and desist.
May the Schwartz be with you.
No.
All right, guys. Well, until next time. Later for now. Bye bye.
Bye bye, everyone.